In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Please be seated. The theme of the lessons today are about faith from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, and we see also from the Gospel of Matthew the role of faith. We also just heard that hymn that was sung. The writer starts with these words, "My faith looks up to thee." The church is known as the community of faith, because without this faith, we will not understand who God is or what God is all about. I like to use another word for faith, and the word I use for faith is obedience. Those who are obedient to the word of God, to the commandments of God, do express faith. Once we are obedient day in, day out, that's an expression of faith. And over in the Bible, we read about faith and trust in God's love and care, no matter how tough life seems to be. What an assurance you and I have if we put our faith in God, who we call our Savior. We take a look at Scripture, especially in the Gospels. We notice where people in very difficult circumstances. Remember the big storm that came upon them on the sea, and the disciples, they were terrified. They saw their entire lives in their hands with good reason. And Jesus, in the midst of the storm, said to them, "Why are you so terrified? Don't you have faith? Why are you worried? Don't you have faith?" Well, I guess, my friends, that Jesus really wants us to get this message, because we have more today. Today, a certain ruler came to Jesus and worshipped him, saying, "My daughter is even now dead. But come, dear Jesus, and lay thy hand on her, and she shall live." And while going to help this ruler, behold, a woman, diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years, came behind him and touched his garment. Jesus turned to her and said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." You see how important it is, that word faith. What in the world was Jesus asking his disciples? The certain ruler and the woman with the issue of blood, when he asked them for faith. The word faith comes from a Latin word, fides, which means simply trust. Trust. It is defined as unwavering belief and trust in God. We saw that in last week, and we see this again in today's gospel. Trust is what Jesus asked of them, and trust is what Jesus is asking of you and me. Our basic question today is, how are we living our daily lives? How do we live? Do we live them in trust? Are we basically fearful people? Or are we people who believe and trust in God's love and care for us? We must always remember that if fear dominates our lives, we are constantly saying things like, I am afraid of this, I am afraid of that. We also say things that maybe this will not happen to me. We all say things like, what will I do if? We live as though the next thing around the corner is going to get us. If faith and trust dominate our lives, we say things like, my God, look what I have survived to get to this day. We say things like, I have not only survived, I have come out of tough times a lot better person for them. It is true, for those who love God, everything works together for good. Scripture says that. For those who love God, everything works together for good. So we can say, people of faith, thank you, Lord, for taking care of me. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a new day. Thank you for giving me life. Thank you for my very existence today. Are we basically fearful people? Or are we people of faith? We are either fearful or we are people of faith and trust. The most common form of fear is worry, when we worry. And I have told you before, and I'm just telling you again, that about a doctor who studied his patients to see why they worried so much. I'll tell you again, because we need to be reminded of this, what the doctor discovered. And here's what he found. He found five things. The first thing the doctor found was this: 40% of his patients' worries were about things that never happened. 40%. The second thing the doctor discovered, that 30% worried about matters which were entirely beyond their control. 30%. Third, 12% of their worries were related to the physical ills which were caused or aggravated by worry itself. Fourth, 10% of their worries were about friends and relatives who were quite able to look after themselves. And fifth and last, 8% of their worries were about matters that really needed their attention. But even in these cases, worry was not the remedy. Could you and I, dear friends, be one of the doctor's patients? Is this the way that we live? Jesus did not promise us a worry-free life. Jesus did not say that we will never have reason to be concerned. But Jesus said these words, "Don't worry so much. Don't be anxious about so many things." Why? It is because we have a God who cares a lot about us. A God who knows even the number of hairs on our heads. We have a God who loves us more than we can imagine. And Jesus is asking us to trust that love and that care. In the gospel for today, that woman with the issue of blood, she only wanted to meet Jesus because she trusted him. She cared so much. She knew Christ loved her. And we saw the end results. "Your faith," Jesus says, "shall make you whole." We can look at it in this way, dear friends. Every tomorrow comes with two handles. We can take hold of tomorrow with the handle of fear or with the handle of trust. How then will we take hold of tomorrow? Amen.